Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As modern humans, we are very much like our prehistoric ancestors in an important way. We live by altering our environment. But as Shahid Naeem, professor of ecology, evolution, and environmental biology at Columbia University, explains, our success dictates that we must control this inherited impulse.
Economic development began with Homo erectus, the human species who, almost 2 million years ago, hunted, used fire, and made tools to improve their lives. That was the start of development, and it was completely unsustainable. The Homo erectus population was small, and resources were abundant, so their environmental impacts did not limit growth. Not so with Homo sapiens. Our population has reached 7 billion, and natural resources are near exhaustion. Today, we need to develop sustainably. Say, for example, we convert an acre of natural forest to a monoculture of palm trees for biofuels. Producing biofuels does not make this development sustainable. For this to be sustainable, we have to ensure that all the oxygen produced by the natural forest we removed, all the atmospheric carbon dioxide it sequestered, all the fruits, nuts, and mushrooms it produced, all the soil it retained, all the water it purified, and everything else it provided isn't lost. Now, one might argue that there are still 3.3 billion acres of forest left on Earth, so the conversion of 1 acre or even a few hundred is insignificant. Not so. This idea that a little more conversion of nature won't hurt worked for Homo erectus, whose environmental footprint was very, very small. But our footprint is enormous. We've already converted about 12 billion acres of forest to development, without thinking much about all the things those forests did for us. Now that they're gone, climate is warming, soil is eroding, and flooding is rampant. The same story for forests applies to all ecosystems, grasslands, wetlands, even deserts. The idea of sustainable development is immensely popular today. The big question is it feasible? The answer is yes. It's just a matter of remembering as we develop to retain everything that ecosystems provide us. It's not going to be easy or cheap. But we're not Homo erectus, the hominid species that simply stood erect. We're Homo sapiens, the hominid species who is wise.
That was Columbia University's Shahid Naeem. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.